Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. 1968 has come to occupy a landmark in history, a year widely seen as a cultural flashpoint in which youth protest movements surged around the globe and underscored by tragedy with the assassinations of Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy. What did it sound like in jazz? In the next hour, we'll hear music from Alice Coltrane, Miles Davis, Nina Simone, Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock, and others. It's 1968, Riot, the year in jazz, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
guitarist Wes Montgomery and Scarborough Fair from what proved to be his final album, Road Song, recorded just a month before his death from a heart attack at the age of 45 on June 15, 1968. 1968 was a year heard round the world as students took to the streets from Paris to Chicago to Mexico City, protesting the economic, military, and racial policies of their countries. The Vietnam War continued to take a deadly toll on civilians and soldiers, and its growing unpopularity in America spurred President Lyndon B. Johnson to forego running for re-election. One of the candidates who vied to replace him, New York Senator Robert Kennedy, was assassinated in June, just 2 months after the shooting of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. in Memphis, Tennessee. Rock and soul music were in cultural ascendance. The Beatles released the double LP White Album and the iconic single Hey Jude, while James Brown's Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud became the mantra of the Black Power movement. Trumpeter Miles Davis, always in pursuit of musical evolution, took note of the changing trends. When Leonard Feather interviewed him for a 1968 Downbeat blindfold test, he noted that the records scattered around Davis's room were by The Byrds, Aretha Franklin, James Brown, The Fifth Dimension, and other pop and R&B acts, but no jazz artists. Davis married a younger woman late in 1968, Betty Mabry, who had a strong influence on his taste, exposing him to acts such as Sly and the Family Stone and Jimi Hendrix, who influenced the direction Davis's music began to take. In this opening set, we'll hear one of the first recordings Davis made with a new keyboardist and bassist in his band, Chick Corea and Dave Holland, that exemplifies the emerging impact of what Davis was listening to in 1968. And we'll hear from Corea and the man he replaced in Davis's band as well. Here's pianist Herbie Hancock with Riot on Nightlights. Thank you. Pianist Chick Corea's composition Windows, with Miroslav Vitos on bass and Roy Haynes on drums. From Corea's 1968 Blue Note album, Now He Sings, Now He Sobs. Miles Davis before that with Freeland Bruhn, with Corea on electric piano, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Dave Holland on bass, and Tony Williams on drums, from the album Field du Kilimanjaro. And pianist Herbie Hancock's Riot starting off the set from his 1968 album Speak Like a Child. Miles Davis's former sideman, John Coltrane, who'd gone on to become a jazz superstar in his own right, had passed away at the age of only 40 the year before, and some of his sidemen continued in 1968 to establish themselves as leaders in their own right, including his widow, Alice Coltrane. We'll hear several members of Coltrane's 1960s in our musical circle in this next set, starting off with pianist McCoy Tyner on Nightlights.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alice Coltrane, an oceanic beloved from her 1968 album Monastic Trio, with former John Coltrane sideman Jimmy Garrison on bass and Rashid Ali on drums. Coltrane drummer Elvin Jones before that with Reza, featuring Joe Farrell on tenor sax and Garrison on bass from Jones's album Putting It Together. And pianist McCoy Tyner's Mode to John starting off the set from his 1968 Blue Note album, Tender Moments. I'll have more 1968 jazz in just a few moments. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to 1968 Riot, the Year in Jazz on Nightlights. I'm playing jazz recordings from 1968 on this edition of Nightlights. The year saw some iconic avant-garde jazz releases. Don Cherry's Eternal Rhythm, Peter Brotzmann's Machine Gun, Anthony Braxton's three compositions of the new jazz, Michael Mantler's Jazz Composers Orchestra Project, and Roscoe Mitchell's Conglipsious. There was also a continuing cross-pollination of jazz with popular rock music of the mid to late 1960s. Saxophonist Steve Marcus, an alumnus of the Stan Kenton and Woody Herman big bands, teamed up with guitarist Larry Coryell to cut an album that included songs by the Beatles, the Byrds, and Donovan, while pianist Ramsey Lewis went into the studio mere weeks after the release of the Beatles' White Album in late 1968 and recorded 10 of their new songs for his album Mother Nature's Son. From that album, here's Ramsey Lewis and Back in the USSR on Nightlights. Saxophonist Steve Marcus and 8 Miles High, a song by the rock band The Byrds, recorded for the 1968 album Tomorrow Never Knows, with Larry Coryell on guitar, Mike Nock on piano, Chris Hills on bass, and Bob Moses on drums. Pianist Ramsey Lewis before that with Back in the USSR from his 1968 album Mother Nature's Son, which came out at the very end of 1968, a year that saw the loss of two key political and cultural figures in Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert Kennedy, and the also unexpected death of a major jazz guitarist just several years older than King and Kennedy, Wes Montgomery. I'll close out this edition of Nightlights with a recording that Montgomery made just a few weeks before his passing, as well as this riveting performance from Nina Simone of her civil rights protest song, Mississippi Goddamn, from a concert given just 3 days after the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. in April 1968. Nina Simone on Nightlights.
Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Lurleen Wallace has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? I know you can feel it. It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama has got me so upset, and Memphis has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Hound dogs on my trail. Little school children sitting in jail. Black cat crossed my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. 'Cause I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. About to. I've been there, so I know. You keep on saying go slow. Well, that's just the trouble. Washing the windows. Picking the cotton. Nothing but rotten. Too damn lazy. Thinking's crazy. Try to do my very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. 'Cause everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Now you heard him. He's one of you. If you have been moved at all, and you know my songs at all, for God's sakes, join me. Don't sit back there. The time is too late now. Good God. You know, the king is dead. The king of love is dead. I ain't about to be nonviolent, honey. Oh, no. Picket lines. Boycotts. They try to say it's a communist plot, but all I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. And I loved him because he believed it. He lived by it. But you lied to me all the years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and
talk real fine, just like a lady, and you stop calling my mama Aunt Sadie. Hear me now. But my country is full of lies. We all gonna die and die like flies. But I don't trust nobody anymore. Keep on saying go slow. That's just the trouble.
Too slow.
Desegregation.
Too slow.
Mass participation.
Too slow.
Unification.
Too slow.
Me, just give me my equality, 'cause everybody knows about Mississippi, everybody knows about Alabama, everybody knows about Mississippi. God damn, that's it.
Guitarist Wes Montgomery performing Road Song from his posthumously released 1968 album of the same name. Nina Simone before that with a live 1968 performance of Mississippi Goddamn from Sugar in My Bowl, 1967 through 72. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Production support comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.